We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Whether you're from Katy, Poland, if you're listening there, or Katy, Louisiana, down in St. Mary Parish, Katy, Missouri, or Katy, Texas, hometown of our guest today, we're glad you're listening. Hunter Wells, how are we doing today, Hunter?
Good. How are you doing?
Did you know there's a Katy, Poland?
I had no idea.
Yep.
No idea.
Yeah, and Katy, Louisiana, it's not a big place. Katy, Texas is, of course, it's part of Houston. And Hunter went to high school there, and he plays third base for the Diamond Dogs, bats second, the 13th-ranked Diamond Dogs, and all that's good. But here's the question I want to ask you. What is wrong with the Houston Texans?
Man, don't get me started. You know, I don't know. It's like Deshaun Watson's in a bad spot. You know, the coaches, they're letting all the good players go. It's a fiasco.
They're unwatchable.
Oh, it's unbearable.
You can't watch. We'll get to the Rockets and Astros.
Yeah.
This guy likes his Houston ball. Since I'm a right-hander, Hunter, who's a switch hitter, he's going to be interviewed from the left side today. Makes it tough on me, but he's a competitor. That's why the media worships him. Fans love him. Been all conference. And with players with 50 at bats, he's second in OPS on the team, third in on base percentage at .438. You know, Hunter could tell you all these numbers. He's a stat guy. First in average at .367, and hit for the cycle for the first time in Tech history back in 2018. Do you remember what order those came in when you hit for the cycle?
Oh yeah, I could tell you.
Tell me
right now. First one was a single, okay. Left side. The next one was a triple down the line, and then the next one was a double down the line, and then I hit one out right center for the very last at bat.
Atta baby, save the best for last. That was the year they had 91 hits. That's the most hits in program history in a single season. On that cycle day, did all of them come from one side of the plate?
Yeah, they all came from the left.
All right, and which do you prefer?
To be honest, it really does not matter to me. You know, some days the right side's feeling better, some days the left side's feeling better. It just kind of, just it's two different swings, and it's just whichever one feels better at the time.
Well, speaking of your swing, you never seem to get sped up. Mm-hmm. They all look kind of the same to me. Is that by design?
Yeah. So growing up, my dad, he always was like, if you're going to be a switch hitter, you try and keep them the same because mm-hmm. it makes it easier on you to be a switch hitter, he always thought. So he was like, just try and make them as identical as possible, and that way you ain't got to think too much from either side, or you can, if you hit the same way from both sides, mm-hmm. then it'll just kind of be more smooth and stuff like that.
It looks like that. Do you ever think I'm fixing to swing extra hard at this? They all look the same.
If I get up in the count, I'm kind of looking to drive or something, you know, depending on how the game is, whether or not, like, the situations and stuff like that.
Every now and then you'll say I'm trying to
turn one. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dogs are 24-7, 10-2 in the league. Do y'all have a game this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we got Southern Miss this weekend. It's going to be...
Southern Miss? They're good. Oh, no. Do we have a chance?
I think so. I mean, they're going to come in here. It's going to be a good series. But in me personally, I think we're going to come in and we're going to take all four. So I have no doubt.
It's a good attitude to have. Bulldogs won 3 out of 4 down in Hattiesburg. And Southern Miss has been the cream of the league. Bulldogs trying to take care of that and move ahead of them. They are right now. We're visiting with Hunter Wells, who's the hitter of the week. Before we talk about that, what makes their staff so tough? The Golden Eagles.
Ostrander, he was here a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal pitching coach from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know him much, but you know, they're really good at using all the pitches they got. They use both sides of the plate. I mean, you really got to lock in on them because if you ain't, then it's going to be a long, long weekend.
Hopefully, our hero of the week and his fellow teammates can get it done. Scoring a lot of runs, scored a bunch of them this weekend. We'll get to that. In front of the home fans down in Houston, my buddy Hunter turned it loose. How many tickets did you need?
Well, they only gave us 50 total as a team.
But, God,
I know. I probably had 50 plus people there, just
good for you.
Friends, family. It was a blast. I had a ton of friends come. My family was there. It was awesome. There's no place like I'd rather have done that than down in Houston. So,
and what he
exciting.
Did, yeah, 11 of 18 at the plate against Rice. That's batting a .611. I'm counting on Hotsy to on that for me because I couldn't do the math. It's pretty. That's stroking it though. 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs. And a home run, and the Bulldogs outscored Rice 46-16. You opened the weekend with a four-hit game and closed it with a four-hit game, and your baby niece was there?
Oh, yeah, she was there. She was there. My sister brings her to all the games. She loves being there. Yeah. It's, you know, I didn't think I'd be such a mush, but as soon as I met the niece, you know, I was all in, and I love being around her, and it's just a good time.
She should have bought you a snow cone after the game or something, as well as you played 4-for-6 on Sunday. What is her name?
Kennedy.
And how old is she?
She is about 7 months old right now.
7 months old. Yeah. Maybe that explains why she didn't buy anything after the game. Yeah. Kids.
She didn't make it
kids,
the whole game.
Kids, women. What are you going to do?
She was sleeping for about half of it.
Well, I wish you would have seen this. How'd you get from Kansas, where you were born, to Katy?
Just my dad, his job and stuff. And my mom has family down in Katy, Texas. Right. And so we just moved down there. Just kind of a bigger city atmosphere.
God, no kidding. You grew up in the Cinco Ranch neighborhood mm-hmm. and went to Cinco Ranch High?
Yep, I went to Cinco Ranch.
Do you know anybody from Grayson Lakes area? Pine Mill Ranch.
No, nobody.
Green Trails.
No.
Okay, y'all are all locked in over there in Cinco Ranch. This is, of course, Houston's a big place.
Yeah, I mean, there's 250,000 plus people that live in just Katy now. I'm pretty sure it's grown. It's unbelievable.
How long does it take you to get to the baseball park where the Astros play? What's the name of their... What's the name of the juice box?
Minute Maid. Yeah.
How long does it take you to get there?
Traffic?
The traffic could
take an hour plus, but if there's no traffic, it'd take about 35, 40
minutes. It depends.
Yeah.
Do you like that ballpark?
Oh, yeah. It's actually the only MLB baseball park I've ever been to. I've never been to another.
You're
one.
Always playing.
Uh-huh.
You're always playing. That's why you hadn't been to more parks. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to go to the old Astrodome.
No, I've never been. I mean, I've seen it 1,000 times, going to Reliant and stuff like that.
Okay, so you've been to Reliant.
For the Houston Rodeo and stuff. Okay. We all go to that.
Have you gone to see the Texans play?
Never seen the
Good.
Texans play.
Why would you want to right now?
And,
anyway, Cinco Ranch High, you play basketball. Have you still got some hops? You still got some games?
I'd like to think so. You know, guys on the team say I ain't got no ups, but I think I do. You know, I think I'm the best basketball player on the team if we get out on the court, to be honest.
Who would be maybe the second best?
I would go with probably Taylor. Alex could be some good competition. Maybe Casey,
because
he can jump. Yeah,
Casey, he's a good athlete.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
Tyler Junior College, y'all won the national championship. Who did you beat?
I could not tell you.
They were just meat to you.
Yeah. I really could not tell you. I just, yeah.
What about the difference in how you got pitched in JC and how you get pitched here?
I think the difference is in junior college, it's, you know, you really only got a starter for Friday and a starter for Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then it's just kind of the Sunday guys just kind of average. It's not like in D1 ball where it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all, you know, they're all pretty good. And it's, you know, you really got to lock in and stuff.
I would think that this level you would see more types of pitches. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, curveballs, changeups, you're seeing them any count. It just really depends on how they're pitching you that weekend.
I would think on any count here besides JC. Your mom is Margarita, and your dad's David.
Yes, sir.
What do people call your mom? Do they call her Margarita?
Yeah, they call her Margarita.
Such a great name. I wish she'd have named you Jose Cuervo. Or
so her famous like line is, "I've never had a Margarita." That's
but
her famous
really
line.
Really, no fooling.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name. It's so Katy, Texas.
Yeah.
And they named you Hunter. Do you hunt?
Never been hunting. Love to fish, though. My dad is a huge outdoorsman, so he was naming me Hunter. If they had another boy, he was going to name him Fisher. So
I have a friend here in town who's got a hunter and a fisher for kids. Fincher went. Did he ever invite you to go hunting? He went turkey hunting.
No, yeah, I'm not a big hunter.
You're a big frisbee golf guy.
Oh yeah, I love that disc golf. We out there all the time. Me, Taylor, we're out there, you know, playing against each other. It gets pretty competitive out there. I'm not gonna lie.
What's your strong point in frisbee golf?
I'd probably say the second shot. I can't putt. I'll be 10 feet away and I'm missing the basket by like, brutal.
But your approaches are good.
Yeah, the drive, the mid-range, I'm good. Putting, I just ain't there.
It ain't happening.
No.
Taylor's weakness.
His would be the drive.
Okay, he can't get
it. Yeah, but putting, he's probably the best putter on the team.
Great short game?
Yeah, great short game.
That doesn't surprise me. He's a good athlete. Yeah. What do you do at the Katy Rice Harvest Festival? Have you ever been to that?
It's pretty much, I've only been once. It's just kind of like a shopping, they kind of give you gifts and stuff. It's not that much fun.
What is fun to do in Katy?
We loved going to Top Golf when they built the Top Golf
good
out
for
there.
You.
Yeah, we'd go out there all the time, play Top Golf. We'd go. What's that called when you're on the water and you're
skiing?
It's when it's like raining and stuff. I forget what it's called, but we'd do stuff like that. We go fishing around the lakes and stuff. So,
what's your main like to fish at?
I mean, they don't really have names. It's just the neighborhoods.
Okay.
Yeah, just the neighborhood.
What
lakes.
Are we fishing for?
Just mainly bass.
Good
some,
for you.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get like a catfish here and there, but other than that, it's just bass.
Where are you at on fried fish?
I love me some fried fish. That's the best part about being in Louisiana is the food.
It's hard to
I didn't think I'd like it because I'm kind of a picky eater. But yeah.
It's amazing you don't weigh 410 pounds. Do you know any famous people who came from Katy?
I know there's Clint Black.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he went to Katy.
Yeah.
But other than
Renee Zellweger went to, I mean, it's from Katy. She was in like movies.
Okay.
Show me the money. What's that movie? Okay, well, anyway. And she was in Chicago. And Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton played at Katy. We had a couple of football guys. They're powerhouse right there. We've never beat them but once in football.
Well, what about in basketball?
Oh, yeah. We're pretty good in basketball,
Sweet.
But just not football.
And you were playing the point?
Yeah, I was a little point guard, shooter.
Team leader. Could you shoot with your right and left hand like you switch hands?
I tried. I didn't really practice much at basketball, to be honest. I just kind of showed up when I was supposed to be
You're
there.
You're a good enough athlete to do that. Makes me sick.
I didn't
to my
really
stomach.
Practice much.
How much fun are you having with the guys?
It's a blast. I mean, we're out there every day. We're messing with each other. You know, we're joking around. Mm-hmm. We're having a great time out there.
Does it almost make it worth it from last year not, you know, having nothing and getting this rug pulled out from under you? I mean, right now we're sitting in Langbro's office.
Oh my gosh, this is a luxury. This is like a Taj Mahal. It's unbelievable. Going from Rustin High to here. You know,
we love Rustin High. Thank God for him, but this is almost makes it worth the wait, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would do it all over again. I wouldn't change anything to come back here and play this. Like, this is awesome.
Well, you can tell y'all are having fun on the field. We can wrap it up with this, and then anything else you got, or Hotz, if you have anything. But why do you love this team so much?
I think it's just the guys, you know. You don't really – I've been on teams where the guys don't really get along, and it's just – it's miserable. Like, you know, you're going out to practice, you know, nobody – you got your clicks in here and there. But, like, I feel like on this team we're all super close. We're all friendly. You know, on the bus we're all getting along. We're all playing games, messing with each other, and that's just really what makes the game fun for me.
And plus winning's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing beats winning. You got anything hot seat for Hunter?
I got to ask you. This was brought up at breakfast on Saturday morning. Uh-oh. I imagine you're going to bring this up. You had four hits on Friday night. I think you remember one in particular.
Yeah.
It was maybe a double, almost a triple. You want to talk about what And you and Lane Burrows were talking about it. Was your head down or was it up looking at him?
100% stick with my story. I looked at third and I thought I saw Taylor going, and so I put my head down and I was running. But if you ask Coach, he'll have a different story, doubt about it.
He'll say Hunter runs looking at his feet. But the story behind that is that Hunter's one triple away from tying or breaking the program record. From tying, two and away from breaking it. Hope you get it.
Thank you.
This weekend.
Yeah, I know. That'd be great. Do it in the front of the home crowd.
I mean, if he stops at second, you maybe can run through a...
I may not stop at all weekend. Just keep going.
Good for you. Have fun this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Still.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.